Blackstone Audio presents Natural Selection by David Friedman. Prologue. Monsters aren't real, are they? Outer space, toxic radiation disasters, mad scientists' labs. These are the places monsters come from. Or so we've been told. But aren't dinosaurs, crocodiles, lions, and sharks really monsters? Of course they are. And they come from right here on Earth, and evolution made every single one of them. So could evolution make another monster? Today? It might be difficult for some to picture. Evolution is arguably the most powerful force in the Earth's history, but paradoxically, it is also irrelevant to daily human life. Although the expression survival of the fittest is still used colloquially, the literal meaning no longer applies. For the human species, real life and death struggles, where the strong survive while the weak perish, have long since vanished. This is not so in nature. Nature is an entirely different world, where there are no easy meals. When an animal in the wild is hungry, it must find, catch, and kill its prey, or risk dying itself. This harsh and brutal reality plays out daily, and evolutionary adaptations are a natural result. In just the past 100 years, literally thousands of such adaptations have been recorded. House finches in the Galapagos growing longer beaks, army ants in Brazil doubling their body weights, blind gourami fish adapting feeler fins in place of eyes, just to name a few. But these are all examples of minor evolutionary change. What about major change? Or even spectacular change? Will we ever see a true evolutionary leap, the equivalent of, say, the very first amphibian to crawl out of the ocean, or the first tiny dinosaur to fly like a bird? We will indeed. Only this time, the evolving species won't be a salamander or a bird. It will be a predator. In fact, it will be a phenomenally dangerous predator, unlike any ever known. Previously,
sample complete. Ready to continue?